Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just like in basketball, you know, guys, you know, they create, you know, these super teams, but it's not quite like that in football where I had the freedom just to go. I was stuck in my contract with Detroit, so, and they told me they would not release my contract, so I would have to come back to them. So I didn't feel like there was a chance for them. I didn't see a chance for them to win a Super Bowl at the time, and for the work that I was putting in, you know, it wasn't worth my time to keep on beating my head against the wall, you know, for and not going anywhere.
You know what that sounds like? That's he was speaking of, what, the Italian Bowl or something,
yeah,
Calvin Johnson?
What is that? Is that a restaurant?
No, that's the Olive Garden, I believe.
Oh, okay. Oh,
get a good pasta bowl.
Endless breadsticks.
Right. Oh, and endless salad. Not that I would ever partake of endless salad.
No.
But that sounds like a guy who is making an appearance overseas somewhere and is simply, see, I don't think it's that sinister. I think he's simply explaining to, like, a foreign media person what it means to be playing for an NFL team. He's saying, so see, I was under contract to the team in Detroit, and they were saying they wouldn't let me out of the contract. Everyone, it's like explaining what a contract is. It wasn't like, he didn't say like,
hold on,
and I wanted out of it, and I told them I want to go play for a winner. To me, it didn't sound like he was bitching as much as he was explaining.
Oh, I agree with that. Are you trying to say that the foreign press doesn't understand how a contract works or anything like that?
It was like
sports
he was
over there.
It was like he's explaining what an NFL contract is. Like,
isn't it the same in soccer though over there?
No, but I bet there's more movement in other leagues than there is in the NFL, isn't there?
I don't know.
Doesn't the little Messi guy go to different teams?
Yeah,
and stuff?
He goes back and forth. Well, yeah, see, the thing is, he collects like $100 million from one club in one country, and he evades taxes, and then they come after him, so he leaves the country.
There you go.
And he goes to a different club. It's just an endless pattern.
My only point is, and the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I am interested if this is people going, all right, shut up already, Calvin, or if it's people going, I knew it. Lions screwed up again, and that's Calvin finally admitting that all the losing and frustration drove him out. I don't know if it's that polarizing. My point is I don't think those quotes were that ridiculous, and they're not remotely surprising to me that he wasn't happy that they might not win a Super Bowl in Detroit. That, to me, was as big, if not bigger, a part than his fingers being bent the wrong ways.
No, I'm with you. I just think that it further cements that as much as they were trying, and I do believe that they have gone or come a long way in developing the roster and trying to, you know, change the culture here in Detroit. I think for Lions fans that are hopeful and believe that it's going to change and believe in Bob Quinn and believe that the Lions could someday eventually be, you know, a perennial playoff contender, I think it again just goes back to maybe not. You know, maybe they won't be. And I think Calvin Johnson, part of the reason why he signed that extension in 2012, he did think that they were building something. They did have a young Matthew Stafford. And I think he was young enough at that point that he thought, okay, you know, this is the team that drafted me. They invested a lot of time and a lot of money in me. I have a lot of talent now coming in, you know, especially defensively. Got some guys to work with offensively. I think he wholeheartedly believed that maybe they could be, you know, a playoff team and maybe make a couple of runs at it. As time went on, though, and this happens with maturity as you get older, like, you know, I'm a lot more mature, and I know that's very weird for me to say.
Please.
A lot more mature than I was 5 years ago. I think what happened is he realized, not going to have a chance here, and all he wanted to do, dealing with the injuries, the commitment, the pain, all he wanted to do was win. It wasn't about the money anymore.
Then,
he just wanted to win.
If that's totally it, though, then he made an incomplete assessment. He retired before Bob Quinn had done a single thing here, before there was an offseason, before there was a draft, before there was a signing. Now, he didn't have to put total faith in Bob Quinn, but if he really was disgusted, midway through his last season, they had just broomed Martin Mayhew and the gang, right?
Yeah, but see, he understands how this works, and Bob Quinn came in and said, I'm not building for this year, I'm building for the long term. And I think Quinn, what he's done so far that's been an indication that this roster overhaul is going to take quite a few years. It's not just going to be one season. And I do believe that Calvin didn't have a ton left in the tank. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he was going to come back and play 4 or 5 more years with another team. I think he had another 2 or 3 year window that he wanted to legitimately give it a shot at a Super Bowl with.
Calvin did not go into that deep of an assessment. I think it was, I'm aching. Who knows how much longer I can play? They're switching. I doubt they'll get it right. Maybe they will. Maybe I'm not. I'm not putting in the effort to find out. It's as simple as that. Because if he really want, he would have been more involved in, okay, what is the plan going forward? You know, is the coach staying?
Yeah, but okay, but even is if there, the, hold
who's
on,
the GM?
Though. Even if there was a plan, though, it wasn't going to happen that year. It wasn't even going to happen by this year, which would be year 2 if he had continued to play.
Well, hold on. They did make the playoffs in the first year without him.
Please, come on.
Well, they did. So there clearly was some possibility. Maybe with him, they maybe would have won one more game, or maybe they wouldn't have made the playoffs with them.
I would bet this, them making the playoffs and having as many rookies impact that team and that roster as they did last year, it probably shocked the hell out of him. And I think it shocked the hell out of a lot of people here in Detroit
as well.
That's
why he didn't make a full assessment.
They weren't going to the Super Bowl, though. They got blown the F out
in
Seattle.
You just said it shocked him. It probably shocked him. That means he was.
Yes, but that didn't mean that they were a Super Bowl contender.
Well, no, believe me. No matter who they hired, they weren't going to be a
exactly.
Super Bowl contender.
Exactly, that's the bottom line.
Well, if that was his criteria, he should have quit 8 years ago.
Listen to this cut right here. No, because again, when you're a young player, I truly believe that you get drafted into a franchise. I think the outside noise and what had gone on in this franchise here in Detroit for the longest period of time, he coming from Georgia Tech, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand the landscape. You're young and naive enough to believe, okay, we can change the culture. Myself, Matthew Stafford and Ndamukong Suh, you know, this coaching staff that, you know, they actually did play for. I think that's
how
he felt.
So young and naive.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, and I think you saw it perfectly, you know, come to light, essentially, when Aaron Rodgers had that Fail Mary play and he just collapsed on the sideline. I literally think it was
he disappeared from the screen.
What more do we have to do? Maybe we don't have a chance to do anything here. And I do think that was kind of a breaking point, although I don't think it necessarily hit him at that time.
I think it hit him pretty hard. So this is what he said about the Super Bowl chances.
Let's play this right now.
That's everybody's goal when they come to the league, is to win a Super Bowl. You know, that's the ultimate goal. And I mean, no more I wanted to win it. And like I said, I just didn't see that opportunity.
He didn't see the right. But my guess is he hadn't seen it for a while. And I don't know. Listen, he was retiring no matter what. But I do think it wasn't as simple because, like I said, there was a new regime coming in.
That was going to take time.
We can go to the phones at 245-399-9797. I think we've sort of stated our point. I don't think it's a huge issue. My only point is, if he really was disgusted or disgruntled with the direction and stuff, you're a star player. No NFL players don't have as much power of an NBA player, but
impossible to leave, though.
But you can have your voice be heard through the proper channels. You can discuss about whether or not the offense is being run right or I'm being used right or whatever.
See, but I don't think it was about that. I think the Lions, you know, whether or not he did use other channels to get answers and to try and let them know that he wasn't happy and wanted to go play for a real contender, even if he did, you're the Detroit Lions who let Barry Sanders walk away from this franchise.
Who also let nobody know anything.
You mean to tell me the Lions are awful at PR, okay? Let's just be clear.
Yes.
They are terrible when it comes to that. You mean to tell me that the Lions would have, you know, just openly said, okay, we're going to shop Calvin Johnson. Imagine, even though it would have probably been a good deal
sense
you could have gotten rid of cap space.
Stuck.
Exactly. The Lions weren't going to do it anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
No, they're always stuck. Every player in the NFL is stuck.
And with the franchise tag,
stuck.
If Matthew Stafford, and this is something I do want to get to, we can get to it coming up. Even if Matthew Stafford said, I'm not signing an extension this summer, he plays out one more year, Lions franchise him. I believe they'd be able to franchise him one more year after that. So 2 years down the
line, why I think it's disingenuous what he says in that clip was, well, but I would have been stuck in Detroit because they were going to be. Everybody is stuck. That wasn't like, unique situation for Calvin. He's not going to be allowed to move. Nobody is allowed to move unless they want to cut you.
I agree. But to be fair, when he signed the extension in 2012, that would have kept him here what, all the way through 2019 or 2020, I believe, is exactly how long it's going to be. I think he still felt that there was a chance that they could change the culture.
That was his chance.
That there was some young talent, and as it went on, as more depressing things continued to happen, he was like, yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to win anything. That's all. 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let's try this. Calvin Johnson's comments, fair or foul? We'll get to the phone calls coming up. Bogey and Wojo, 97 on the ticket.
I get it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.